Hello, everybody. I'm John Papa, Silverlight Evangelist at Microsoft, and today I have with me Dan Wallin of Wallin Consulting and Corey Schumann. And we're going to talk about a series of labs that these guys put together for us for Microsoft for the Firestarter event. And there are several labs that we've laid out. And before we get into those, though, I wanted to let these guys introduce themselves because they have some pretty good background experience. Dan, let's start with you.
Sure. So, again, my name is Dan Wallin, and I run a company called Wallin Consulting. We specialize in Silverlight, but we also do ASP.NET and SharePoint. And we do a lot of training and custom development of apps for customers.
And you specialize in a lot of line of business type applications over the years.
Right.
Silverlight, ASP.NET, WinForms.
Generally line of business. We've done a few consumer ones, but yeah, Okay. Generally line of business.
Great. So. And Corey?
I'm Corey Schumann, and I'm a Silverlight consultant. Been doing Silverlight since the very beginning. Really focus on some of the interactive applications, consumer-facing, smooth streaming, providing great UX. This kind of what's drawn me to Silverlight is the ability to quickly produce great user experiences through Silverlight.
And you've got some really nice case studies of your work out there, some things that you've worked on.
Right. Yeah, very exciting projects. Started with NBC Olympics. I've worked on HSN and then CTV.
The home shopping network site, the Silverlight Player, that was your...
Exactly.
Or you were working on that.
Right.
It was an all you, right?
Right.
Okay.
Been fortunate to work with a bunch of really, really exciting companies and diverse projects, so very exciting.
So basically we're taking the wealth of experience that these gentlemen have, and I've worked with them on creating this lab structure that does a couple things for you. We start out with 100-level labs, which, let's say you've got Windows Form skills or ASP.NET skills, and Dan, you worked on both those labs. It shows you the things that you're used to doing in those technical environments and how you move over to Silverlight and do those there.
Right.
Because some things are the same.
Yeah.
And some things are very different.
Yep.
And Dan walks through that. And then we also go through, and Corey did some of these with the XAML panels and controls. One of the things that people get hung up on when they get to Silverlight is, what's the XAML thing? The
right.
XAML animal. So Corey goes through that very well in those labs as well. And then once you get past those basics, and those are really the basics of Silverlight.
Once you get that, you're ready to go.
You're ready, and we've got a couple other labs for how do we do data binding, what's in this outer browser beast that we go through.
Right.
And Corey's got some great labs, both the Blend Lab, which walks you through creating some great visual experiences, applying those to line of business applications, some very simple tips. And then also one of my favorites was the Advanced Outer Browser Lab, which shows a really nice BI dashboard.
Right. Right, and it's exciting to see the growth of Silverlight kind of going to the way from just a plug-in to the desktop, and we even go into some of the phone.
It's really nice, and I was amazed at the simplicity of the Advanced Outer Browser Lab actually showing not just all the features, but how you can create a really nice, rich visual experience with the business application. That's actually very powerful. So I won't give away too much in there, but definitely check that one out. They're all great labs, and then we wrap up with some more advanced topics too. So for, let's say you're building a large team application, we've got an MVVM lab, which Dan and I walk through the basics of MVVM.
Yep.
And then we show the before picture of what you have without it, and the after picture of what you get with it, and talk about how to get from step A to step B.
Yeah, it really, really highlights why you'd want to do it. That was
right.
Kind of the goal, is everybody kind of touts certain patterns, but, you know, why would I pick this over something else? And then tying into that, we have the WCF and RIA services as well.
So. Right, some great line of business features. And the whole point behind these videos is to complement the labs. The labs walk you through scenarios. They're all scenario-based. So imagine you're a consultant, like these gentlemen, and you get requirements from your customer saying, this is what I want my project to do. Each of the labs starts off with those requirements. This is what you're going to try to accomplish. And then they walk you through actually accomplishing those tasks. These videos don't do exactly the same thing. The videos are more of a companion to the labs to show you, all right, now let's put these guys on the spot, have them actually do the labs, show you how it works, and explain along the way, why am I doing this? Why did I want a view model, for example?
Right.
Why would I use RIA services?
Right. The labs take you part of the way, but really having us go walk through them is the insights, some tips and tricks, and some really useful experiences.
Right, and you could take the lab first, and then you could do the video, or you could do the video, then the lab. But
right.
We really wanted to give, there's a lot of things in labs, and Dan and I talked about this over the years, because we've worked together a lot, and as with Corey, there's a lot of labs that you go through it, and you always feel like, I wish I could have mentioned this, or I wish I could have mentioned that. So the videos were an opportunity for these gentlemen to share with you. I'd love to be able to tell them about this, but there's no place to put it in the lab. So definitely, I hope you enjoy these, and if you have any questions, we'll have a place for comments up on all these labs.
Yep.
Any last minute tips that you guys want to share, all your experience with Silverlight, to the crowd?
I can sum that up in, you know, real quick. No. all I'd say is if you're looking to get into Silverlight, having built a lot of line of business type apps over the last 2 years, it's definitely a great way to go. We don't specialize. Corey's really good at the UI and tying that in, and he's kind of an expert in that area. Whereas we've done more of the business data side, where we're not so worried about if it's super pretty, but you know, we want it to look reasonably good. And I think jumping into that, it really does provide a good framework that's very solid for line of business apps.
Yeah, and getting along those lines, what's nice about Silverlight, I think, and I'll speak slightly for Corey here, what I appreciate about the work that he does and other people have done in Silverlight is that it's not just about the looks, but sometimes you can actually improve the experience and the functionality of the app through the way it behaves.
Right. So my last mm-hmm. tip or trick would be is to you, if you're a developer and you haven't cracked open Blend, use Blend. It really enables you to create some of those really great experiences. And it doesn't have to be certain colors. It doesn't have to be certain animations or easing. But simple little tricks and tips along the way using Blend will really kind of open up a world to quickly create great user experiences with Silverlight.
And if you have some other resources, we have some other resources that if you have time to get into this, you can definitely lean on. Silverlight TV, as you can see in the logo here, we have several videos up on a lot of the topics that you're seeing here, which go into other directions on them. We expand our resources quite a bit, some debugging options, some deployment options. We've got a lot of Blend videos as well with gentlemen like Adam Kinney or Kenny Young or Janet Perez with Sketchflow. So we've got a lot of videos to help complement this content. It's not by all means an inclusive course of everything, but we felt that these were the 11 labs that would take you from point A to point B of getting, well, I'm starting out with Silverlight, I need to build business applications, these are the core critical things I need to understand. So with that, we hope you enjoy the Firestarter, and we hope you enjoy this lab series.